Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County Indoor Track and Field stayed home to compete on Tuesday in day one of Thunder Basin's Basin Nation invite. Starting with the results from Campbell County, the girls finished day one as a team in third with a 92 score, and the boys came in fourth with a 62 score. Here's everyone from Campbell County that had a top three finish at the invite. Starting with the Camel girls, Faith Clem came in second in the 800-meter run. Kendra Jensen finished in third in the 1600-meter run. Danica Eliason came in third in the triple jump. Reese Doerr second in the pool vault. And Mia Remick finished in third in the shot put. The Camel ladies also had a second-place finish in the 1600 sprint medley with Ellie Bosis, Cadence Kinney, Lucia Delamico, and Sadie Eichen participating. Moving to the Camel boys, they had top two finishers in the shot put, with Ray Noranum in second and Cooper Stevens finished in first. The Camel boys also had a third-place finish in the 800-meter relay with Deacon Kane, Lawson Luchin, Luke Melankovich, and James Sitch. Deacon Kane, Lawson Luchin, James Sitch, and Odin Little also had a first-place finish in the 400-meter relay. And Thunder Basin kept a good defense on home ground as the Bolt ladies placed first in day one at the Nation Invite with a 190 score, and the boys came in second with a 203.5 score. Starting with the top three individual events for the Bolt girls, Grace Miller placed in second in the 100-meter dash, Liliana Shannon had a second-place finish as well in the 200-meter dash, Emmeline Schleckway finished in third in the 800-meter run, and Megan Doherty would finish in first. Jade Stremka had a second-place finish in the 100-meter hurdles, and she also had a third-place finish in the 300-meter hurdles. Vinay Buford-Stillman would come in second in the high jump, and Ashley Rogg would finish in third. Rogg would also have a first-place finish in the triple jump. Eliana Bracero would finish in third in the long jump. Abigail Heintonen would have a third-place finish as well in the pool vault. And Jalen Shepard would come in second in the shot put. The Bolt ladies also had a second-place finish in the 800-meter relay and a first-place finish in the 100-meter relay, with Grace Miller, Chloe Crabtree, Alexis Edwards, and Abigail Heintonen participating. Moving over to the Bolt boys, Kyle Puppenfuss would have a second-place finish in the 100-meter dash, and Landon Scalise would finish in first. The Bolt boys also had top two finishers in the 200-meter dash, with Bradley Eckstorm coming in second, and Caden LaFrambois finished in first. Anthony Montes would have a third-place finish in the 800-meter run. Jack Bosis would come in second in the 300-meter hurdles. Nicholas Black would come in second in the long jump. Carson Shear would finish in third in the pool vault. And Hadley Hudson would come in second in the triple jump. And Garrett Toohey would finish in first. The Bolts also had a second-place finish in the 800-meter relay, another second-place finish in the 400-meter relay, with Hayden Bennett, Corey Briscoe, Braden New, and Roscoe Arisman participating. And the Bolt boys had a first-place finish in the 100-meter relay with Landon Scalise, Kyle Puppenfuss, Bradley Eckstorm, and Caden LaFrambois. Thunder Basin and Campbell County will return to the track today for day number two of the Basin Nation Invite. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.